What does it mean when one redefines a cuisine as old as the cuisine of Greece? And really, would one dare? Chef Maria Ilia spent a summer cooking and experimenting at her father's tavern in the mountains of Cyprus. He's a Greek Cypriot. The collection that was born of that summer is a thoroughly modern take on the traditional flavors of Greece. Dishes like zucchini-coated calamari, carrot keftedes, honey-fried feta. She named her book Smashing Plates. Our contributor, Dori Greenspan, asked her why.
Well, every Sunday as a child, my dad would drag me to a Greek wedding. And the only part of the Greek wedding that I loved was the tables of mezes, you know, filled with amazing food, like you get stuffed finis and meatballs. And that was great. And I was telling a friend about my book that I was writing about my Greek heritage and whatnot. And I was going, oh, about Sundays, and they went to Greek weddings, and the fun part was the food and also the smashing plates. And she said, you have to call it smashing plates. But then I was worried because in England we say when something's great, we call it smashing. And I was like, oh, no, that's really egotistical, you know, that I'm calling my book Smashing Plates. But
No, but it's a great double meaning. But so were the plates truly smashed?
Yeah. At Greek weddings, you smash plates. It's like, you know, the new beginning. Like Jewish weddings, they stamp on glasses.
That's right. Well, it was so interesting to me as I read your wonderful introduction, how you reconnected with your father and his homeland. I would love to hear the story of how you came to write this book.
So growing up with my dad, he's a chef, so I grew up in his restaurant just outside of London, and then the Sundays of the Greek weddings. And if it wasn't a wedding, we went to his sister-in-law's house and she'd cook this huge array of food. And then my parents got divorced. And so suddenly I lost connection with the Greek side of my family. You know, and when you lose connection with the family, it's not just the relatives, and it sounds bad, but it was also the food, you know. And to me as a kid, I knew I wanted to be a chef since I was four. So the food was a major part of my life. So I think that was probably one of the major things I was upset about. I didn't eat Greek food anymore. So my dad moved away and then eventually back to Cyprus. And throughout my training, it was classical French. And then I worked abroad and looked at Asian cuisine. And then I worked in a restaurant which was British cuisine. So I couldn't really play with Greek ingredients. And then I changed jobs, which kind of was Mediterranean. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to contact some suppliers that I hadn't used for years. And one was a Greek supplier. And I remember eating some feta and some finis. And I suddenly went a bit quiet. And everyone kind of thought, oh, what's wrong with Maria? And I was like, oh, my God. You know, food is really, really emotive. And suddenly it was like a flashback to all the years I'd been missing eating the Greek cuisine and the connection. When you eat with Greeks, you share, you know, and it's like everybody comes together. And so it was so nostalgic. And I was like, this is what I need to reconnect with. So that's what I did. I phoned my dad, who was living in Cyprus. He has a small taverna in the Troodos Mountains. And I said, I want to come and cook with you. And he said, what do you want to do that for? I was like, oh, come on, Dad. So I went to Cyprus for a month and hung out with him in his taverna. And we cooked together and kind of embraced Greek life. I mean, I've been to Cyprus twice in my life before. The first time when I was 9 years old. And that was, you know, a massive experience. And the second time when I was about 20, and then I went back last year. So it was really humbling.
Well, and going back as a chef, as a grown-up, looking for understanding food, it's a different kind of trip. You know, you mentioned that the taste of the feta brought back what you had grown up with and what you were missing. And I was fascinated in reading your book to learn just how important cheese is in Greek cuisine.
Yeah, well, to me, I mean, there are so many cheeses in Greece. But one in particular to me is halloumi, and that's a Cypriot cheese. Cypriot is when I refer to Cyprus. So Cyprus is a small island where my dad's from, just off the coast of Greece. And I had the good fortune of some of the villagers invited me to make some halloumi with them. So traditionally it's made with goat's milk, but most people make it with a mix of sheep and goat's milk now, and some even with cows. But, you know, it's like such a great cheese. And people always go, oh, it kind of makes your teeth squeak, but fresh halloumi doesn't really make your teeth squeak so much. It tastes incredible. And if you just grill it lightly, it's like, wow, cheese like you've never tasted before. When you warm it, it doesn't melt. It just kind of softens and it's kind of springy, but there's a kind of texture that's almost like a little bit meaty about it. It's got guts, but it's not strong in flavour. It's just really mild. And it loves other flavours being put with it. Like you could squeeze some lemon over it, put some chili with it, throw some capers with it, you know, or fresh herbs. And then, of course, there's feta, and that's not a Cypriot cheese, that's a Greek cheese. And again, that's made with a mix of sheep's and goat's milk. And that's a wonderful cheese. Most people just associate it with Greek salad, don't they? But if you were to bake Greek cheese and a little bit of olive oil and some chili flakes, it's amazing. Totally changes the texture. Doesn't melt, but just softens it like pecorino, you know, when you have warm pecorino. And then my other favourite cheese, I mean, there are so many, but one that I love to use is Kefalotiri, which is a sheep's milk cheese predominantly, and that's more like a pecorino parmesan. And you can shave that or grate that, and it's kind of salty and a little bit sour.
Well, it was interesting to me that cheese finds a place in every part of the meal, from starter to dessert.
Yeah.
And it's similar with honey in Greek cookery also, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, honey is a fantastic ingredient. I mean, you can use a little bit in a stufado, like a red wine stew to sweeten it, or just honey poured over, you know, warmed feta. Two simple ingredients that just give so much, you know? And you think about the land of, you know, Greece and its islands and Cyprus. It's so rich in its flora that if you were a bee, I mean, that's where you'd want to live. You know, you'd want to hang out with the orange blossoms and the chestnut flowers and the pine trees. There's a wealth of feeding, you know, and it's all so different. That's why honeys from all around Greece, you know, vary so much. And it's about which one you pick to put on what ingredient.
That's lovely. If I were a bee, yes, I would like to hang out
there. If I was a bee, that's where I want to be, you know?
Well, you've done so much in the book to give us both traditional recipes and very modern takes on recipes and your own interpretations. Do you have one recipe that you think I should start with that would give us a real feel for what you've done, how you've redefined these Greek flavors?
I guess the best interpretation may be the carrot keftevis. So keftevis is a Greek meatball. And this is a vegetarian version. And I guess in essence it uses all the fresh herbs that you would associate with Greek cuisine, like the dill and the mint and the parsley, along with the cheeses. So I use Kefalotiri and feta. And so by using carrot, it kind of brings them all together. And carrot is a little bit sweet because I choose to roast it.
Well, I will be making it. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Maria Ilia is author of Smashing Plates, Greek Flavors Refined. Dori Greenspan is author of Baking Chamois. Now, Maria left us with a recipe for carrot keftedes. Now, this is pan-fried spiced carrot meatballs, minus the meat. Find it, you know where, splendidtable.org.